You're listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Dam Inden production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome, and prepping you for the next segment. It's a very good one indeed. So one of the things that horrifies me about life in Indian country is the number of American Indian men who get murdered by law enforcement officers. And one of the cases is my classmate, Roy Sink, who this summer, right before our class reunion, was having some emotional issues and some distress. He was calling his mother, trying to get some help, called 911, and they sent the Caddo County posse out there, and they executed him. And it was senseless. Just there's just almost no words to describe the horror that his mother will live for the rest of her life, his family, his friends, people who knew him. And that happens too much in Indian country. Another classmate, her son, Silas Lambert, was murdered by Anadarko police after, again, seeking help for mental health crisis. And I can go on and on. I can go on and on. You can contact any of these MMIP organizations, and you can talk to them about the number of American Indians that are gunned down by law enforcement across the country. And what do we do? What is an alternative that is available to us? Like, how do we even begin to start addressing this and to reduce these fatalities that are happening all over, every day, in not just Indian country, but in communities across the United States? And fortunately, here in Oklahoma, we do have an alternative, and it's called Oklahoma's 988 Mental Health Lifeline. I started doing some research, and this just kind of came across my feed, and I was really, really curious about it, because what do we do as people? Like, as a kid, I remember that. I remember 911, like, you know, dial 911. Anytime anything happens, you call 911, right? And expect the police to handle it. But, you know, and as a kid, you put law enforcement officers on that pedestal, right? Like, they're supposed to automatically know how to do X, Y, and Z. Except get cats out of trees, right? You call the fire department for that. But, you know, we put a lot of pressure on law enforcement officers to do that. Oh, if somebody's over here freaking out, well, get over here and handle it, Mr. Law Enforcement Officer with zero mental health training. You know, why don't you come on over here and do what you do? And law enforcement officers, they're trained to restrain, right? They are trained to get in there and to calm, like, theoretically calm everybody down. And for some reason, they think slapping cuffs on you is the way to do that. Not this damn ending, thank you. And not most damn endings, right? Like, we do not like that. Like, historical trauma tells us that anytime that we are restrained, we are getting carted off, never to be seen again. And so I'm really excited about 988. And you can go online and you can look at their website. It's 988oklahoma.com. And they've got some really cool stuff, and they've got some really cool fact sheets that I want especially natives to go and look at. Whatever you're doing right now, Indians here in Oklahoma and Indian country, go look at 988, Oklahoma's 988 mental health lifeline. I'm telling you, this is a really interesting organization. And if it does what it says it does, then I think 988 is going to be, should be the first place that you call rather than calling 911, because 988, and here is, I'll read you their press release. And this was back in October. And all of this is online, right? So you can find this. They are actually listed under the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. That is a lot. Way to go, Oklahoma. Let's make it a little bit longer. This is their press release. 3 months after the launch of Oklahoma's 988 Mental Health Lifeline in mid-July, the local call center is seeing high levels of response and assistance. According to the Oklahoma Call Center dashboard, the state currently operates at a 99% answer rate with an average answer speed of 11 seconds. Since the launch, the center has nearly 10,000 crisis calls and 2,000 texts, more than 550 mobile dispatches. This call volume within the first 3 months shows how drastically our state needed a service like the 988 Mental Health Lifeline, Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services Chief of Communications and Strategic Engagement Heath Hayes said. As we strive to shift from stigma associated with mental health, we are so glad to see so many reaching out to 988 for help when needed. The call center, operated by Solari Crisis and Human Services, has published a public dashboard to view call volume, answer rate, and speed, stabilization rate, and more. The dashboard has all kinds of information there. And it's like I said, the thing that interests me the most is the 911 diversion. And that's, to me, again, that is something that is greatly needed in Indian country. We need a lot of times we need mental health intervention before we need law enforcement intervention. Now, that's not always the case. If people are out there, you know, engaging in domestic violence or, you know, shooting somebody or stabbing somebody or whatever, yeah, cops, call the cops then. Like, that's when you need the cops. But I think, and especially in our communities across Indian country, because we are such small communities, right? Indian country as a whole is a small community. But especially when you start breaking it down into smaller communities here in rural Oklahoma, and we all know and have a pretty good idea who has mental health issues, who's on meds, who's, you know, sometimes not, though. Sometimes we don't know. And I think that having an alternative to calling 911, because there are places where cops just shouldn't respond. And if somebody's having a mental health crisis, especially where medication or some kind of psychiatric intervention is needed, I don't think the cops need to be anywhere near that. And truth be told, I don't think the cops themselves want to intervene. Like, that's not what they're out there doing. Like, that's not why they became law enforcement officers, even though they've had to basically put that as part of their training, right? To respond to these things. But here again, this day and age, law enforcement officers don't de-escalate. They're not trained to de-escalate. They're trained in shoot to kill. That's what they're trained to do. And so when you take into consideration the number of American Indian fatalities at the hands of law enforcement officers, and when you take into account the number of other races and their fatalities at the hands of law enforcement officers, especially in situations where mental health is an issue, I think that something like this hotline, this mental health lifeline, it's not even a hotline, they call it a lifeline, and I love that too, because we need to, I like how he says destigmatize, we need to make sure that we are okay with admitting that we have mental health issues. Because especially for Indians, like, that's not a thing. Depression wasn't a thing. Who has time to be depressed on the plains, right? You're just trying to survive. And I realize that coming at it from here, from my place, that is a privileged point of view. I understand that, because there are a lot of Indians that are still so completely in survival mode that they can't even acknowledge their own trauma, let alone deal with it, let alone try to recover from it, let alone all that. I am not holding that against anybody, because God knows it's hard enough when you're having your episodes and you're having your dark days and you're feeling like you're in a dark bottomless pit. We need to be okay with saying those things. And if we have some kind of anonymous outlet, someplace that we can call, someplace that where we can talk to professionals, and have access to mental health resources that we greatly need, I think that we will greatly benefit in Indian country if we have that alternative to 911. And I'm really looking forward to talking to Heath Hayes myself, which we will do in the next segment. So make sure that you hang out for that, because we are going to ask the Chief of Communications and Strategic Engagement himself about 988 Mental Health, Oklahoma's 988 Mental Health Lifeline, and what kind of services they offer and how they extend to us here in Indian country, because this is something that we greatly need, and hopefully we're going to start seeing these kinds of resources and partnerships across Indian country and give us Indians a way to keep ourselves safe and keep ourselves sane and not have to depend on law enforcement to respond to what we know are mental health issues and mental health crises, and not have to call in people that we know are not trained to do that and probably don't want to do that with their job anyway. So I'm really excited to talk to Mr. Hayes. I'm excited to talk about the text messaging. A lot of folks, instead of calling, might want a text message. So I'm thrilled to be able to talk to him. So make sure that you stay tuned And don't forget, if you miss any of our episodes and segments, you can get those wherever you get your podcasts. You've been listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damn Indian production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, you can email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. Thank you so much for your support.